Welcome back to the Drafting Table Podcast, hosted by Dominion Due Diligence Group. This is part three of our energy discussion with Stephen Evanko regarding the new rules and requirements of the 2020 Map Guide in relation to the green MIP process. So Stephen, in our first two podcasts, we talked about the changes to D4. We talked about three-year waiver proper projects that are utilizing the 223F process and pathway. And today I wanted to talk about the A7s, because that was a really popular loan program for us and also for HUD and for many originators and lenders over the last year, was to, you know, take advantage of the historically low interest rates and also take advantage of the green MIP process. Under the 2020 Map Guide, that process has changed. Not fully eliminated, but it has changed, and I would love to hear your perspective on it.
Yeah, Daniel, the key here is that when you look back on the Green MIP program when it started back in 2016, a lot of properties qualified by getting a energy benchmark or SEP score over 75 and then getting the Energy Star existing building certification. So you had a lot of properties that were maybe 5, 10 years old and scored really well out of the gate, frankly. Scored above 75, we were able to get 100% data and get them certified. But that path no longer exists under the Green MIP program. Basically, HUD has said that you need to have a more robust green building program than just Energy Star existing building certification. And so they've really kind of narrowed the options for an A7 to qualify for the Green MIP.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's, if I'm a developer, it's free money for what it was previously. HUD caught on to that. Let's be honest there. But there's still a little bit of a path forward depending on what the property has achieved in the past. There's a couple options. Can you walk through what those two are?
Yeah, the first option is if the mortgage already had the green MIP, so it was one of those deals that closed 2016 till now, and they have been on track in delivering their annual compliance steps, and there's a path forward where they could do the A7, get the new rate and the green MIP with that. And then the other option is, maybe they didn't have the green MIP before, but the property already had earned a green building certification during construction. And if that was earned within the last 15 years, then you could take this path on an A7. And that path, what HUD's laid out is that what we would have to do is start by getting an energy benchmark and showing that SEP score of 75 or more. And we want to do that on 100% data because HUD wants you to get the Energy Star existing building certification as evidence that the property really is performing in an efficient way. HUD's also spelled out that that energy data that you use for that certification must be the time period sort of must be within 6 months of the loan application. So they're pretty specific about that.
It's interesting. So again, that the trend now is the 100% data. We're hearing that again.
Yep, that's right.
And what about, it looks like there are some mandatory repairs that would need to be made for an A7 to be able to continuously obtain.
There the could data. Be. One thing that HUD did, similar to the prior Green MIP guidance, was they recognized that not every utility is good about providing the 100% data. And so what HUD has said is, if you happen to be dealing with a situation like you had, let's say on the prior Green MIP loan where you knew you couldn't get 100% data, they will let you do the first SEP on a sampled set of tenant data. However, if you take that path, then you need to include a non-critical repair, which is the installation of these energy monitoring and data logger systems that's going to guarantee that you get 100% data going forward. And then what you would do is within 15 months of the completion of those repairs, you would have to engage someone like us to come back and get you the Energy Star existing building certification.
That's good to know. So this is a very quick podcast because there's really not a lot of options forward with the Green MIP for an A7. It's late January 2021 at the time we're recording this. I just wanted to be, very clear and get you to confirm one last time before we wrap this up. Basically, if you're going for an A7 without any form of pre-green building certification, you don't have a path forward.
Yeah, there's really no path that's outlined in the map guide. you would have to do an F and get a certification on the property and take one of the other options.
Yeah, and that's not the news that everyone's going to want to hear, but it's there's still plenty of options out there. There's the F option, which we're going to cover next, and that's not too bad. There's still a path forward there. It's just not the easy breezy A7 of the last few years. So, Stephen, thank you again for your time. This is D3G covering the green MIP process for A7s. Next up, we'll be talking about the 223F process and how you can still get your green building certification through a refinance.